This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Shreema Tendulkar. It looks like we're in for a strong rebound. That's what the SGX Nifty is suggesting, currently up 100 points. And this comes after a brutal sell-off that we had on Friday when the Sensex slipped below that 49,000 mark. The Nifty ended below 14,400, while the Nifty Bank was down over 1,000 odd points. Well, there are two key things to track. On one hand, the fundamental news for our markets are positive, whether it's Reliance Industries, where the earnings were largely good. And remember, the stock has been a rank underperformer. It's down 12% from its mid-September levels. It underperformed the Nifty by 36% in that period. So if Reliance Industries decides to move, it will be a big technical factor driving the markets up. Also, the earnings picture over the weekend was positive, whether it's Ultratech Cement, JSW Steel, Oberoi Realty, Crompton Consumer. There is a shot in the arm for large NBFCs with the new regulations coming through, especially for large NBFCs like Bajaj Finance. Those stocks could be moving in trade. And plus, India's COVID active tally continues to decline for the 15th straight session. So the fundamental news is positive, which could support our market. The only factor to track on the negative side is this inflow, the flows picture. Remember, for the last many months, the FIs have been buying heavily in the cash market. But on Friday's trade, the FIs sold 635 crore in the cash market, making it the second sell figure by FIs this month. They sold 3,589 crore in the futures and options space. So whether the FIs are using these elevated levels of 49, 50,000 and the Sensex to sell into remains to be seen. So that is the trend which you need to watch. If you remember a couple of days back, also we had this two-day sell-off, but the markets very quickly regained from those levels and went on to claw new highs. So was last week's Thursday-Friday correction just a short, you know, a very short, brief, two-day type of a correction? That is something that we will track. But as I said, the numbers look good, whether it's Reliance Industries or even Ultratech Cement, whether it was a solid all-round B, the demand is sustaining. Company's revenue growth at 17% was driven by a volume growth of 14%. JSW Steel was ahead of expectations on all parameters, so that stock should be in the green. Gland Pharma was a bit of a miss in that because the margins declined by over 200 basis points, so the street is disappointed with the operating performance. Yes Bank, the profits have beaten expectation. That's an account of a notional income booked. Oberoi Realty, the stamp duty cuts have driven sales to a five-year high, while the net profit is at a 10-quarter high. In terms of big earnings today, it's going to be Kotak Mahindra Bank and L&T. But it's a very, very crucial week because we are entering into the budget week. You know, same time next week, we will be prepping ourselves up for the budget. We've got just four trading sessions left. So let's see what the markets do. I hope you have a great trading session. Have a fabulous week. I'll be back tomorrow. With that, it's me signing off. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.